The pipe lit itself, and a skein of smoke curled upward. The bowl was made of the finest magical meerschaum, which, as advertised, began to carve itself into an exact replica of its owner. "Cool," Barry said, taking it out for a second to look at the forming portrait. There was even a tiny pipe sticking out of the portrait's mouth, on which, Barry supposed, an even smaller portrait was forming. Boy, a thought like that could break your brain. Barry coughed. He'd never actually lit the pipe before, preferring to use it simply as a prop. Besides playing with the smoke, he couldn't figure out the appeal. His mouth tasted like he was chewing tree bark. The smoke was fun. Wizard pipe smoke could be formed into any shape you wanted. Barry gave himself a sombrero, an arrow through the head, and a devil's horns in quick succession. As he puffed, Barry could see this book's already slim chance at a newly buried medal quite literally going up in smoke. Well, he thought, if I'm screwed already, I might as well go and have some fun.
Bloody!
An ash had spilled onto his lap. He brushed frantically, but it was too late. A small hole had been burnt in his father's old cape of invisibility.
Damn,
Barry said. I'd better put this bugger out before it sets me on fire.